This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Brandon and Kenner in the studios. We are literally in the couple of day left countdown to the mega raffle right around the corner this Friday. We will have a winner of our winning Wednesdays. We've been giving away two tickets every Wednesday for weeks and weeks for your chance to win $100,000. Does this get old hat to you, Ken, or do you still get excited? Do you have anxiety? I mean, what's the 48 hours ahead of the big drawing look like in your life?
Well, it's exciting. And I know some of the people that have tickets have told me, you know, if we ever win, there might be a nice chunk in the first entry. So
trying to force the karma, right?
That'll help our fundraising program there.
All right, so we have literally, what time does everything start Friday night?
Well, we'll be up there about 5 o'clock at the KC Hall. I think Eric Lee, if things work out, will be there to be the MC.
He'll be there at 5:30.
And you're right. And at 7 o'clock, I will not turn my back. I will pull it up, and I will turn around where everybody can see the vial and put it right up on the shelf.
All right, so you got multiple winners, not just the $100,000.
You
got a lot more prizes this year than ever before. And people can still buy tickets there, right up to the drawing.
Yes, they can.
And a lot of people do.
Some people want to do that.
Yeah.
They come in. You know?
It's a luck thing. I think it's people want to get early, middled, in. Some people want to get right in the end because I think they think there's some reason like their name's like on the top of the pile if they're the last guy in. I don't know what that is, but it's a thing, right?
There's a big drum, you know, and you roll them over, so there's no way that the top one. But anyway, it'll be a fun night, and hopefully I can call you probably about 7:15 if you get a call. I changed my cell. No more unknowns, Nick. I have my regular cell because people got tired of it.
I only have one guy in my life that comes up unknown, and then therefore I know exactly who it is.
I know. But when people got calls from unknown, they'd call me, hey, did you call me? I said, no. So I said, I'm going to change it. So anyway, 7:15 will be about the time when the winner finds out.
All right, $100,000. Now, you can still buy one. You can buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free. Buy five, get five free. You can buy 10, get 10 free. Just go to St. T. Mega. What's stmega.org?
stmega.com.
I always get confused because I pull it up and then the actual domain is different than the call or action. Yeah. So you can do it online. You can show up at the KC Hall 5 o'clock on Friday night. You can do both, however you want to do it. So this is important because, you know, people, I think people still have a perception of like the 1980s St. Teresa, you know, where it was pretty flush and everybody was paying full boat to go there. And now today it's way more diverse, the majority of kids, or at least a chunk of them, are not even Catholic. And you guys are, you know, charging tuition, which is less than what it actually cost to educate them. So this goes a long way to make those two things even.
But we support and encourage the diversity. That's what our mission is. And a lot of people say, boy, you know, you're starting to get some students that you may not have had 20 years ago. I said, thank you.
Yeah.
We love it.
That's intentional.
That's right. And and if they're of
and
other
by the way,
faiths,
to athletic
okay
directors, it's got nothing to do with that.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what our mission is.
All right. Well, I applaud it. We need all the choices we have that's in right education. When you're talking about economic development, you're talking about people moving to your community, there are different things that are of different importance to different people. And this is a category that to some people is very important. And so that's why we support all the educational institutions in our community, including St. T. All right. Our winner today, Fallon Robbins. What a great name. Fallon Robbins.
Wow.
Sounds like a radio host, doesn't it?
It's a great name.
It is.
A winning name.
It's a winning name. So Fallon is going to get two free tickets to hopefully get a chance to win $100,000 on Friday night. Nick, Ken looks a little like Sonny Crockett today. You know, it's so funny because I referenced Miami Vice earlier in the show. Ken walks in with the white blazer on today.
Looks awesome. It looks like he's ready to just take over.
It looks like he's
everything
ready to get a flight to Florida is what it looks like.
That might happen. That might happen.
Get through Friday night and head someplace warm.
Yes.
All right. So now, what is the – Nick's convinced he's going to win the $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And I told him it would be very awkward, you know, given our relationship. Not that he wouldn't be fair and square if his name was drawn. But what would then be the exponential pressure of him to donate part of that back to the school?
99%.
Yeah, it would be 99%. However, we could name the computer lab. There's naming rights for that $100,000.
Now
Mr. Smith.
That might pique his interest.
And then we could name that, and it would stay on there for at least 20 years.
I think you already sold that lab.
All right. Yeah, I did.
But that's news to the guy who already bought it, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, we can't wait till Friday night. Let us know. Send us the list so we can get it published. Because not only the 100 grand, but you're giving away a ton of other stuff, too.
Yeah. Different prizes, 10,000, 5,000. And then some of the smaller ones we've adjusted to give you a little bit higher winning percentage back than what you purchased before. So, I think it's like 10 less tickets or awards, but the higher prices.
But higher prices for the value back. All right. Well, great stuff. And the money will all go to a great cause, which is to keep in supporting St. Teresa. And more importantly, so that you can open your doors to everyone. And finance isn't an impediment for people to get a great education.
Exactly.
They're able to do it alongside everyone else, which I think is fantastic. All right, Brandon and Kim, we appreciate it. Thank you guys
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thanks for all the help.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been fun. It's the mega raffle, Nick, coming to an end Friday night. Now, how good are you feeling, like on a 1 to 10%, you know, about your chances on Friday night?
Not that good, but I'm 100% feeling like I'm going to have a good time. I always do.
You go, actually, right?
And I am the guy that tries to be the last guy. So I'm going to be throwing elbows
now,
there.
I've seen
the
you
end.
Have some luck.
I have had a little luck.
I've been there, at the Children's Museum. I've seen you and your family win some stuff.
We've had some luck, but not in the mega yet.
You're over there strategizing. Yeah. You're grouping together. You're coming up with a plan.
Yeah.
Kind of waiting, like, get out of the way. I want to be the last ticket in.
Keeping a sharp eye on Ken, too.
Yeah.
Sure. Watching those sleeves.
Well, you won't have a hard time finding him just on his blazer of choice.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.